Are you looking for something new? That's Fresh Air on Public Radio, WKSU in Kent.
Fresh Air is a late night format on WKSU. It's music in artistic sense, but the music is rather esoteric. I'd say the level of intelligence of our audience is higher. So what is Fresh Air? I don't know. It's a format, but the music is presented in an artistic approach and not a money approach. MMS works in a money approach. They have to sell spots. And that's why Fresh Air will only exist, I think, on non-commercial radio.
Mark, Fresh Air has been around for an awfully long time. It started about 4.5 years when I first came at WKSU, and at the time it was hosted by a group of volunteers, many of which weren't even students at WKSU, and they basically tried to, in a way, counter-program what was happening at other radio stations in Northeast Ohio, such as MMS and M105. But in the last 3 or 4 years, the program itself has really developed into really a very good way of expressing each person's individuality as far as what they want, but yet providing the audience in Northeast Ohio with an alternative program, alternative programming, as opposed to what is available on MMS and M105. Many of the people, in fact, as you know, a lot of the programmers will seek recordings that are just not available in America, are available in Germany or in England, just so that the audience in Ohio has a chance to listen to them.
And when you first get on the air, it's interesting because Fresh Air to you is what is more popular, or what you have your own concept of it as being fairly popular. But as you get into the music itself or the format itself, it becomes more or less a blending of styles. And it's how you blend it. It's like, you know, making a new drink or something like that in a blender, and just how it comes out. And it all depends on, you know, what your attitude and what mood you are in when you are doing the blending. It can be anything. It can be, you know, from one extreme to the other. But if you can put one extreme and another extreme together, back to back, and make them fit, then maybe that's Fresh Air.
It's the active exploration of new musical sounds.
Okay. Fresh Air to me is a experience through perceptual time and continuity. As you're sitting there in an evening hour and trying to relate with your own mind at that point in time, Fresh Air comes in very nicely as a background for that moment in time.
Fresh Air is a program that provides alternatives and music not often heard on other stations. And my idea, what I try to do in the air, is put it through in such a way that the audience has to participate in the show. They have to listen to it. They can't just let it go in one ear and out the other.
Fresh Air is a gallery of musical art forms.
Fresh Air has evolved from what it originally was, but it's always been an alternative. We were the first radio station to pick up on Bruce Springsteen. When nobody else was playing Bruce Springsteen, we played Bruce Springsteen. And then MMS caught a hold of him, and we dropped Bruce Springsteen. So our goal is really to remain an alternative and bring things in that aren't being heard anywhere else. I think it's really important to do that. We do that with the other programs. Jazz isn't heard too much in the other stations.
But what comes off best is what goes over the air. That's when we usually leave all our quarreling behind and just put out music that just sounds very nice to everyone's ears.
One thing is morale of the Fresh Air staff is very important. It's really important to keep a good morale.
Okay, well, you know, I think of Fresh Air as French toast. And I know it sounds strange, but I really do because, well, look at breakfast. Normally, what do you have for breakfast? Eggs or sausage or bacon or something like that. That's your usual breakfast. And you usually have that, 5 days a week. Now, usually on Saturday, you might have oatmeal or you might get the guts up on Sunday. They have pancakes or something.